Why this works? This recipe brings together almost every technique on the site, working in one dish. The skim builds a Maillard reaction crust, the interior climbs to a safe temperature with the help of carryover cooking during the rest. The browns stuck on bits in the pan become a sauce through deglazing, and the finishing butter is melted into the reduced wine like a small beurre monté. If you can cook this one well, you have most of French dinner cooking in your hands. The choice of bone-in skin-on matters. Bone-in protein cooks more evenly because the bone conducts heat slowly and keeps the meat near it from overshooting. The skin renders into a crisp shell while protecting the flesh below. Boneless, skinless thighs are faster, but they give up half the textural reward of the dish. If you're going to cook a thigh, cook the whole thigh. The pan choice is doing real work. A heavy skillet, cast iron or carbon steel, holds its temperature when cold meat lands in it. A thin pan would drop in heat instantly and steam the chicken instead of searing it. A thin sizzle from the start is the audible signal that the pan was deep enough in heat to receive the meat. Then comes the temperature target. Many food safety guidelines for poultry recommend an internal temperature of 74 degrees Celsius or 165 degrees Fahrenheit. The technique here pulls the thigh from active heat at around 71 to 73 degrees Celsius and lets carryover bring it up the last few degrees during the rest. Partly so the meat finishes cooking without continuing to dry out. Partly because the cumulative time at temperature during the cook and the rest accomplishes the same safety goal as a higher peak. When in doubt about a particular cut or preparation, follow a trusted food safety reference for your region. The pan sauce is the dish's quiet payoff. The fond, those dark stuck-on bits, carries the concentrated flavor of everything that just happened in the pan. Deglazing pulls it up into the wine. Reduction concentrates the result. Cold butter swirled off the heat gives the sauce body and shine. The whole pan sauce process takes about 3 minutes, and it transforms a plate of chicken into a course. Common mistakes. Moving the thigh while searing. Target, set skin down, don't touch for 6 to 8 minutes until crust is dark gold and releases naturally. Why it matters? Continuous skin-to-pan contact equals consistent crust. Lifting resets the browning clock. You end up with patchy color. What to do? Set timer, walk away. Resist the urge to peek. Workarounds. Crust developing unevenly, press gently with spatula at 4-minute mark. Otherwise, leave alone. Salting wet thigh right before cooking. Target, salt 20 plus minutes ahead, allows moisture to redistribute, or pat dry thoroughly right before pan. Why it matters? Late salt on wet skin pulls moisture out. Pan now has water to evaporate before browning. Skin steams instead of crisps. What to do? Plan ahead. Dry brine on a rack in the fridge for 1 plus hour, or pat dry meticulously just before the pan. Workarounds? Quick option, pat dry with paper towels, salt, pat dry again before going in. Pulling too early. Target, internal 71 to 73 degrees Celsius at the thickest part. Carryover takes it the rest of the way. Why it matters? Below 70 degrees Celsius at the bone equals undercooked center. Carryover gain is real but limited. You can't pull at 65 and rely on resting. What to do? Instant read thermometer. Test at the thickest joint. Workarounds. No thermometer? Pierce the joint. Juices should run clear, not pink. Pulling too late. Target. Pull at 71 to 73 degrees Celsius. Past 78 degrees Celsius, the meat dries fast. Why it matters? Poultry's window from done to dry is narrower than red meat. 5 minutes too long, noticeably drier result. What to do? Check temperature early, often. Pull at first read of 71 degrees Celsius, let carryover finish. Workarounds, slightly overshot, rest on warm plate, juices redistribute partially. Skipping the rest. Target, 5 to 7 minutes rest on a warm plate, loosely covered with foil. Why it matters? Cut immediately, juices spill onto board, meat dries on plate. Rest lets juices redistribute throughout the meat. What to do? Plan the rest into your timing. Use the time to make the pan sauce. Workarounds, need to serve hot, rest only 3 minutes, warm plate compensates partially. Cold butter into hot pan sauce. Target, pull pan off heat first, then swirl in cold butter. Why it matters? Bubbling pan melts butter to oil instead of emulsifying it. Sauce breaks, no gloss. What to do? Off heat completely, wait 5 sec, then add cold butter cubes one at a time. Workarounds, broke whisk in 1 tablespoon warm stock off heat, sometimes restores. What to look for? The pan before the chicken goes in, oil shimmers, a water droplet evaporates instantly. If the droplet sits and steams, the pan is too cool. First minutes of the sear, a steady, busy hiss that doesn't quiet. Silence too early means the pan is losing heat. The skin, deep golden brown across the surface, no pale spots. Even color means even contact, which means even heat. Internal temperature, 71 to 73 degrees Celsius in the thickest part of the flesh, not touching the bone. This is your pull target. The rested chicken, clear juices when pressed, not red. Pink near the bone of a thigh is normal and not a doneness problem. Raw-looking liquid is. The sauce, glossy, coats the back of a spoon, holds for at least 30 seconds before breaking. Chef's view. There are several views on whether to start the pan hot or cold. The modern school, often associated with modernist cuisine and several restaurant kitchens, starts skin side down in a cold pan and brings the heat up gradually. The slow render produces an extraordinarily crisp skin. The classical French approach is a hot pan from the start, accepting a slightly less rendered fat layer for the sake of speed and the depth of flavor that assertive Maillard browning gives. My view, medium heat from the start, not cold and not screaming hot. The cold pan method works, but it locks the cook into the recipe for an extra 5 to 8 minutes of careful attention. The hot pan method is faster, but slightly less forgiving. Medium gives you the best of both, a fast enough sear that the kitchen still smells like cooking, a slow enough render that the skin is crisp without being lacquered. The other quiet judgment call is wine choice for the pan sauce. A dry white, the same kind you drink with the chicken, is the safe answer. A splash of dry vermouth is the upmarket French move, more aromatic, slightly more bitter, holds up well to butter. Sherry vinegar plus a little stock is the if you don't have wine answer that loses nothing. The reduction is doing most of the work. The wine is supplying aroma, not the structural component. This recipe is the test case for whether the rest of the site has stuck. Heat control, Maillard, carryover, pan sauce, buttermount, all of it lives inside this one 20-minute dish. When this is good, the rest of dinner tends to be good too.